Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look forward to surging prosperity. Markets are up again today, approaching another record for Dow Jones and for Standard & Poor. That's good news. There are predictions from leading economists, leaders of the U.S. economy, titans of industry, that we may be on the very verge of the biggest economic boom since 1946, bigger than the Reagan boom, bigger than the Clinton boom. What can happen to unspool that, to block it, to prevent it from happening? We will talk about that, because at the same time that this news about America's economic boom is very prominent in all of our press reports, there's also a new analysis by the Freedom House, which analyzes the state of freedom in the world, which shows that freedom is on the retreat, autocracy and tyranny are on the rise, and the U.S. has fallen to a new low. According to Freedom House, which has been around since 1941, it's basically what Freedom House does, and it is genuinely nonpartisan. It was launched by a very prominent Republican, former presidential candidate Wendell Willkie, and by Eleanor Roosevelt, who was first lady. And it's a big operation. I couldn't believe it. I looked it up. Freedom House has a $50 million a year budget. But what they do is they come out with information about the progress of freedom, of democracy, and 2020 was a terrible year in those terms, and it was a particularly bad year for the United States. The U.S. has fallen to a new low in a global ranking of political rights and civil liberties, a drop fueled by unequal treatment of minority groups, damaging influence of money in politics, and increased polarization, according to a new report by Freedom House, the Democracy Watchdog Group. The U.S. earned 83 out of 100 possible points this year in Freedom House's annual rankings of freedoms around the world, an 11-point drop from its ranking of 94 a decade ago. It pins the blame on the political tension, the influence of money in politics, and racial inequality. The U.S.'s new ranking places it on a par with countries like Panama, Romania, and Croatia, and behind such countries as Argentina and Mongolia. It lagged the United States far behind countries like the United Kingdom, which had a 93 rating. And condolences to all Brits everywhere, or to those of us who actually feel a kinship with Britain, on the passing of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, who passed away just before his 100th birthday. The United Kingdom got a ranking of 93, Chile a ranking of 93, Costa Rica 91, and Slovakia 90. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I think it's a little bit extreme to suggest that the American tried and true constitutional system, democratic system, actually works worse than the new democracy of Slovakia or than Costa Rica. I know Costa Rica is a great place. But, okay, you want to compare us to France and Germany. You want to compare us to the United Kingdom. Okay, but Mongolia? We are behind Mongolia in terms of our freedom ranking. The report says, generally, authoritarian actors grew bolder during 2020 as major democracies turned inward, contributing to the 15th consecutive year of decline in global freedom, according to Freedom in the World 2021. The annual country-by-country assessment of political rights and civil liberties released today by Freedom House. The report found the share of countries designated not free has reached its highest level since the deterioration of democracy began in 2006. Now, of course, part of what this involves is that incredible surge in democracy when the Cold War ended, when countries like Slovakia and Croatia, that are on the list of countries that are doing well now in terms of personal liberties, that at that point personal liberty was on the march, because all of a sudden you had the collapse of these dictatorial regimes and autocratic and authoritarian regimes throughout Eastern Europe and through much of Asia. And there's been a lot of progress since 2000. But since 2006, things have been moving in the other direction. And Freedom House, by the way, says there's one major reason for that. The reason they point to is China, and China's attempt to promote authoritarian and tyrannical ideas. The other thing they point to is the impact of the pandemic, where naturally government power in many places, not just the United States, has surged to deal with the pandemic, and liberty has been to some extent in retreat. Their report says, while still considered free, the United States experienced further democratic decline during the final year of the Trump presidency. The U.S. score in freedom in the world dropped by 11 points over the past decade and fell by 3 points in 2020 alone. The changes have moved the country out of a cohort that included other leading democracies such as France and Germany, and brought it into the company of states with weaker democratic institutions such as Romania and Panama. Look, I refuse to believe that Panama and the United States are equal in the strength and resilience of our democratic institutions. They also are focusing very much in this report, when you read it, on the January 6th attack on the Capitol building, where if somebody wants to explain this to me, I think the attack was shameful, it was reprehensible, it was disgusting, but it was not a threat to the existence of American democracy. American democracy was not going to be undermined by that stupid indulgence, was it? If so, tell me how. 1-800-955-1776. Now, this news from Freedom House is combined with this from Axios. A headline: America's biggest boom since 1946. America's financial titans, Axios reports, are coming to a consensus. We are only on the early edge of the biggest economic boom since World War II, with a promise of years of growth after the privation of the pandemic. Why it matters? They might be wrong, but all experts point to the same data. This expansion will be kickstarted by trillions in spending from Presidents Trump and Biden, and the Fed's easy money, and piles of cash that consumers and companies accumulated during the COVID shutdown. This is likely to be a global phenomenon. Government's actions in response to the pandemic raised global GDP growth by a full 6 percentage points, estimates the IMF. The biggest names in finance are making increasingly bullish predictions. And one of those big names in finance, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. And the headline: J.P. Morgan chief predicts a boom. The annual letter to shareholders by J.P. Morgan Chase's chief executive, Jamie Dimon, was published this week. The letter, which is widely read on Wall Street, is not just an overview of the firm's business, but also covers Mr. Dimon's thoughts on everything from leadership lessons to public policy prescriptions. Quote, the U.S. economy will likely boom. A combination of excess savings, deficit spending, vaccinations, and euphoria around the end of the pandemic, Mr. Dimon wrote, may create a boom that could easily run into 2023. That means the rest of this year, all of next year, that could justify high stock values as well. So what does this mean in terms of the current dire political conflicts over voting rights, over boycotting baseball, We'll talk about Daniel Henninger, about that potential boycott from Wall Street Journal and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the state of freedom, the state of prosperity, the state of the U.S. economy. Is it the best of times or the worst of times? And we're getting messages on sides that actually suggest both. One of the most famous openings in all of world literature, Dickens' Tale of Two Cities, which came out in 1859, It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way, writes Dickens. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received for good or for evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. And what he was writing about in the middle of the Victorian era, and that's, by the way, I have to pause for a moment. Prince Philip was the great-great-grandson of Queen Victoria. And Her Majesty the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, the now grieving widow, was the great-great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria. So how could they marry? I mean, they were third cousins. They were distant cousins. But both of royal heritage, obviously. The point about Dickens, he was writing in the Victorian era, and he was writing about the French Revolution. And what he was talking about is something that's also true today. People who say it is the best of times, wrong. People who say it is the worst of times, absolutely wrong. I think we're more over to the better times than worse times. But one of the things that is terrible about so much commentary is you will often hear for people that we are on the eve of destruction, to use that old title of a popular song back from the 60s, or we are approaching a new golden age. And as usual, the truth is somewhere in the middle. Let's go to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Sid, you're on the Medved Show. Hello, Sid. Sid, you there? Well, I'm not hearing anything. In any event, the idea that America is declining drastically in liberty, I think is oversold to get some attention for this Freedom House verdict. Though some of what they are writing about, it seems to me, is inarguable. Michael J. Abramowitz, who's president of Freedom House, writes, authoritarian powers, especially China, are advancing their interests around the world, while democracies have been divided and consumed by internal problems. For freedom to prevail on a global scale, the United States and its partners must band together and work harder to strengthen democracy at home and abroad. I think that's true. President Biden has pledged to restore America's international role as a leading supporter of democracy and human rights. But to rebuild its leadership credentials, the country must simultaneously address the weaknesses within its own political system. And they also acknowledge that government responses to the COVID pandemic exacerbated the global democratic decline. The 2021 edition of Freedom in the World, covering events of 2020, marked the 15th consecutive year of decline in global freedom. There are now 54 not free countries, accounting for 38% of the world's population. That's the highest share since the decline began. And that's particularly important because this year, India was downgraded from free to partly free. Now less than 20% of the global population lives in a free country. That's the lowest level since 1995. 1995, just after the end of the Cold War in 1989. Now, with all of that going on, part of what Jamie Dimon acknowledges in his report predicting a great boom. He says, China's leaders believe that America is in decline. And writes, the United States has faced tough times before, but today the Chinese see an America that is losing ground in technology, infrastructure, and education. A nation torn and crippled by politics, as well as its racial and income inequality, and a country unable to coordinate government policies, fiscal, monetary, industrial, regulatory, in any coherent way to accomplish national goals, he writes. Unfortunately, recently, there is a lot of truth in this. He believes that for the next couple of years, regardless of political problems, we will be undergoing an economic boom. But if we want to keep that going and want to avoid a recession that would be brought on because of an increase of inflation, because of all of the government spending and all of the government borrowing, if we want to avoid that recession, then it requires dealing with some of these difficulties. Now, one of the things that I think is encouraging is there's evidence all over the place today, this morning, that there are serious people who are trying to bridge some of the differences. The issue of guns, for instance, has been one of the most pointlessly polarizing issues in American political life, and particularly on the part of the left, where there's an implication. We had a caller yesterday about that, that any decent person who wants to see a decline in the murder rate, which is much too high in the United States, even though it's far lower than it has been 20, 30 years ago, anyone who wants to see a decline in the murder rate said you must then favor, for instance, a ban on assault weapons. There's a very powerful piece in the New York Times today by a leader of the anti-gun forces named Dan Gross, who says this assault weapons ban is ridiculous. It will accomplish nothing. And he talks about some solutions where there can be common ground between gun rights defenders and gun control advocates. How? We will get to that and more. We'll also get to the idea of what do you do about this debate about election reform and electoral reform, now moving from Georgia to Texas, with Dan Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, who's actually written a piece, I think he's joking, but we'll find out, suggesting, yes, we should be boycotting baseball. We'll get to that and more coming up with Daniel Henninger on the Michael Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning Americans about a COVID vaccine survey scam. People are getting unsolicited emails and texts asking them to complete a limited-time survey about one of its vaccines. The scammers offer a free reward in exchange for completing the survey, but ask for a credit card or bank account number to pay shipping fees. Great Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, is dead at the age of 99. British historian Andrew Roberts tells NBC's Today Show about how life changed for Philip when Elizabeth suddenly found herself on the throne.
Instead of being an admiral, which is what ultimately he was going to do in the Royal Navy, he had to carry on for the next half century and longer, stepping two steps behind someone else. Luckily, it was a genuine love match.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One of the indispensable voices in the conservative movement, and his column every Thursday under the heading of Wonderland is actually must reading if you want to keep current with some of the most substantive thinking of Republicans and conservatives and people who might look askance at the brave new Biden world. And that's why I take very seriously when Daniel Henninger, welcome to the show, Daniel, writes a column under the heading, Yes, Boycott Baseball. Now, you're not entirely serious about boycotting what used to be called America's national game, are you?
Well, let me answer it this way, Michael. I'm not entirely serious, emphasizing entirely, because we're, of course, going to talk about the Major League pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta over their voting rights law. But, you know, just this week in the evening, I've been watching college baseball on cable television, and those guys are great. It's high-level baseball. It's very entertaining. Who needs the New York Yankees? Who needs the San Francisco Giants?
Well, so, the Giants kind of suck this year.
We boycott Major League Baseball over what Rob Manfred did to Atlanta.
I mean, boycotting the All-Star game is one thing. Don't you sort of get the idea that Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, would like to figure out a nice way to take it back? Because this has not been outside of the woke precincts of the ultra-left. I don't think his decision to move the All-Star game to a city that is more white, less... because that's the irony. Atlanta, in the city of Atlanta, I think there'd be very little support for the Georgia law for which the city of Atlanta is being punished, right?
All right. But nonetheless, they are being punished. And, you know, if it's just baseball, just the All-Star game, you know, it's not that big a deal, though it is financially a big deal to Atlanta. But what I was really writing about, Michael, was this paroxysm of wokeness, to which so many institutional and cultural leaders like Rob Manfred, he is, after all, a significant American leader. He runs Major League Baseball, just as people run the Metropolitan Museum or Uber or, you know, H&M, Patagonia, all companies that signed letters denouncing Georgia's law. This is about politics. It's about the Democrats trying to pass a bill in Congress called H.R. 1, which would federalize and nationalize national election law. And Barack Obama was the first one to call the filibuster blocking H.R. 1 a Jim Crow relic. Jim Crow is a very volatile charge to make, I think. And it was just in the past week or so that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, said, "This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states." Wow. You know, to accuse Georgia literally of racism in 2021 is extraordinary. So that was the argument being made by the left. President on down, Stacey Abrams, the rest of them. That was the argument that Rob Manfred was reacting to, that this Georgia legislature was acting in a racist way. And that's what Delta and Coca-Cola responded to as well. And for all of them to be backing down now and say, "Oh, gosh, we didn't really mean it to go this far. We didn't mean to, you know, drive $100 million out of Atlanta," is really crocodile tears, Michael. I think they knew what they were doing, and it's time for conservatives or any normal people who are being accused like this to start pushing back.
Well, I think that to push back, particularly on the despicable lie that this is in any way comparable to Jim Crow. Yesterday we talked on the air about our colleague Rich Lowery. He wrote a great piece about what Jim Crow really was, about the torture and the murder and the brutality and the naked racism that was part of the Jim Crow era in governments that were entirely dominated, by the way, by segregationist Democrats. But the point over here is that beyond this, accepting this lie that there's something inherently racist in the Georgia law, which there manifestly isn't, what's happening with U.S. corporations? In other words, generally, the Republican Party has been a pro-business party. And right now, the big companies seem to be embracing a Democratic administration that wants to jack up their tax rates very significantly. How does this make sense?
Well, it's difficult to understand. They have signed on to the social justice agenda, as they call it, which does include higher corporate tax rates and the rest of it. And I argue that it has a lot to do with the fact that these corporations are now built entirely around what they call the company's brand. CEOs spend tens, hundreds of millions of dollars developing that brand. And what the left figured out is, in the age of social media, Twitter, Instagram, they can organize a large numbers of people to, if they are offended by what a corporation's doing, to assault it through social media. So if a CEO sees 200 or 300 tweets attacking his company, his brand, he thinks the millennials are about to destroy his company and his brand, on the assumption that millennials all act in kind of groupthink, like schooling fish. And so they just roll over. We see it over and over again. It's hard to believe that they can be pushed around by a force like that, but they are. And I've seen some interviews with people in Atlanta who say, "Hey, we're normal people. We drink Coke, too. We don't understand what's going on. We're very upset at seeing Coca-Cola and Delta, our home companies, attack us like this."
Well, again, especially when you talk about the city of Atlanta as opposed to the rest of Georgia, the city of Atlanta is very heavily minority and very heavily, it's a black a majority city, almost, not quite, but certainly a very democratic city. Let me come back to something else, because recently there was this memo by Jim Banks, congressman from Indiana, basically saying that Republicans will do better in the future if they become an anti-corporate party, going against big business. Do you think that's a good policy for the Republican future?
I really don't. You know, and the reason, Michael, is pretty simple. I've always objected to these attacks on quote-unquote corporations. You know, 3M, Procter & Gamble, big business. Those big companies employ hundreds of thousands of millions of normal middle-class people and deriving incomes from those companies with which they raise their families, living in towns and cities all across America. So, yeah, attack the corporate elite, the corporate cowardice. We're seeing in these CEOs. I don't have any problem with that. The idea that the Republicans should be against corporations is crazy, because that essentially means we'd be against ourselves.
Well, that's exactly right, and especially it's a strange time to take that on when the leaders of so many of these corporations are predicting a gigantic boom, which I think you agree with, that we should have some pretty good times coming up in America economically. But we need to continue the conversation. It's always a joy and an honor to have Daniel Henninger on our line. His new piece, Yes, Boycott Baseball, we've linked to it at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. Remember the Singing Senators? Well, that was a group years ago of Republicans. Now there's a Republican senator who was singing to boost COVID vaccinations. Why? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available, and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. Look, we have a long way to go before we finally definitively beat back this pandemic. And clearly, part of that is going to involve the vaccination of as many Americans as choose to get vaccinated, but the persuasion of many Americans who have been reluctant to get the vaccine to go ahead and protect yourself and your family and people with whom you come in contact and use this vaccine, which is a gift from God, really. Okay, John Kennedy, the Republican senator from Louisiana, all known for his folksiness and sometimes his tough assessments of political rivals, which plays well on cable TV all of the time, and In this instance, John Kennedy, who's recognized by Mediaite for calling attention in this way, he sings a bit of Born Free solo to camera. Now, this is not his candidacy for becoming one of the singing senators. Back in the 1990s, they're actually the early years of the 21st century. There's a group of four Republican senators, Larry Craig of Idaho. Remember what happened to him? He had a wide stance at a bathroom at one point. Never mind. Jim Jeffords of Vermont. You know what happened to him? He left the Republican Party and jumped to the Democrats. But then two other fine Republican senators, Trent Lott of Mississippi and John Ashcroft of Missouri, future attorney general. They were the singing senators, and they were really good. They sang beautifully. I'm not sure Senator Kennedy could make the cut. Listen.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. I'm Senator John Kennedy. I can't sing very well, but I'm free. Be free. Be cool. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
Okay, it's a great thing, and they recognize that over at Mediaite that Kennedy is using his powers to embarrass himself to good use, as he sang the 70s theme song to Born Free solo to camera, and that was to gain attention for the pro-COVID vaccine message. Look, it's a very important message. especially since Republican males, like me, like John Kennedy of Louisiana, the polls all show are especially reluctant to get the vaccine. Shouldn't hang on to that reluctance. It makes no sense. Let me go back to Sid in Atlanta. We are able to connect this time. Sid, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael. Thanks. Thanks again.
You bet. I'm glad you're on.
Thank you. I think that the score that was given to the U.S. is well-deserved because...
This is on the Freedom House rating about the loss of liberty here. Go ahead.
Yes. And U.S. has lost dramatically. And I think that the incident that happened on January 6th, where we lost a lot of respect, I think that Putin was behind the entire thing. I looked at Putin and Trump the same as I look at Gorbachev and Reagan. And basically, they both had friendly administrations, even though Gorbachev and Reagan accomplished more. But they was very friendly with each other. And ironically, when they both left office, look what happened. You know, basically, USSR became Russia. And look what happened to U.S. We deserve that score. And I think that Putin
okay, well, hold on for a moment. Let me just make something clear, that even by the Freedom House measures, especially the Freedom House measures, Gorbachev and Reagan collaborated in ending tyranny in 25 countries. And really moving dramatically in the direction of greater liberty. And look, I don't think that the Putin regime in Russia, which has developed very autocratic tendencies, is any regime to be honored. But it is certainly not yet on the same level as the old Soviet Union, which was a one-party, totally authoritarian, brutal, murderous, genocidal regime. And say what you will about Putin, he's not that, right?
Yes, he's not that, but I'm just talking about the era when of everything that Gorbachev was doing with Reagan. I don't think the nation of USSR liked that. I mean, definitely his government, like Putin, did not like, or did Putin basically blame Gorbachev for what happened to Russia, to the USSR.
Right, right, exactly. So, but again, the difference being that Putin is somebody who seems to be opposed to democracy wherever it exists. Gorbachev was someone, yes, he was a old communist dictatorial type, but he may have been forced into it by historical circumstance. His regime was responsible for bringing liberty. For instance, look what the difference in Poland. Poland today is one of those nations that is rated as a free nation. They have some problems there, too. But I think it's interesting that they now put in Freedom House, they put Croatia and Slovakia, two former communist states. Actually, neither of them were independent states. It was part of the old Czechoslovakia and the old Yugoslavia. But two states that have moved very much in a pro-freedom direction. Let me go back to what you're saying about Putin being behind the entire attack on the Capitol building. If you look at the people who have been arrested, have you heard from any of them, I mean from even one, that he was motivated by the dictator of Russia?
Well, of course not. This high conspiracy is not going to go to individuals in this country. I'm talking about Trump and Putin. They had very friendly relationship. This country did not like it. The leaders of this country did not like it. And just like Gorbachev, when he left office, look what happened. You know, Trump has really damaged our democracy, and I think that the Democrats will bring it back. You know, Joe Biden, okay, believe it or not, had put a monkey wrench and Putin's whole game, and they're going to bring it back because the Democrats are patriotic, but they're more friendly.
Sid, hold on for a moment. We're running out of time. Sid, we're going to run out of time. I want you to tell me specifically where you think Trump did permanent damage to democracy in America. Damage that Joe Biden can't repair. Where do you think he did that permanent damage?
I don't think it's permanent, but I think it's ingrained in leaders of the world's mind. It is definitely ingrained because his whole administration, I'm not going to tell you a specific situation, but his whole administration did not represent democracy when, this thing with the Muslims cannot come to this country. And it was just harsh administration that was just...
I agree with you that President Trump pursued a lot of mistaken policies, and there were a lot of things that were unpredictable and that were unreliable, and just the basic credibility of the United States was undermined. But see, it's a wild overstatement, and I think it just helps polarization in this country to say that Trump undermined democracy. I think that the most serious damage he did was getting people to question our election processes. And that has resulted in an ongoing debate about what has been one of the glories of the United States, which is that an electoral system that works out pretty well, and especially since the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which is a long time ago, has come to be vastly more representative. And in a fairly reliable way. But you don't gain anything in terms of bringing the country together or moving us toward a more healthy democratic republic by suggesting that somehow Trump is like Vladimir Putin in terms of subverting democracy. That's a wild overstatement and not responsible in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.